The two big guns are with me right now here in Spokane, Washington. That's Saul Phillips, head coach of the Bison men's basketball team. Saul, good to have you on News and Views.
First of all, if you're going to introduce us as big guns, introduce him first. He signs my paycheck.
I go right to left all the time. Okay. It's an old habit. Gene Taylor, athletic director for NDSU. Thanks, Gene. Thanks for coming
on. Good to be here.
Guys,
he's the big guns.
Congratulations, you guys. I mean, this has to feel great. Gene, it says a lot about what you have accomplished trying to build this up to a Division I program.
Well, you surround yourself with great coaches and get out of the way and just watch them have success. It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed Saul being able to take a team to a tournament once and then rebuild it into, which I think is another outstanding basketball team. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
I was visiting with Mike McFeely earlier, Saul, and he couldn't have made it clear. This is your team. I mean, you were on that 09 team, but you took over the reins. You recruited these guys. You knew who you wanted. You knew what you wanted to build to. This is your baby. It's got to make you proud.
Well, and I agree with that. It certainly is, but I would go this way with it in that this team is my team, but it's also Dave Richmond's team. It's also Will Ryan's team. It's also – they feel tremendous ownership in it, too, just as I did with that 09 group. And it's like ranking your kids. You can't do it. I love them both to death. They both accomplished things that a lot of people didn't think that NDSU would be able to do this early in their – in its Division I life. And I'll tell you what, right now, it's the best feeling in the world. I woke up this morning and smiled and thought to myself, we're in the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
Gene, somebody crashed wearing a Bison pullover, crashed the Oklahoma Sooners early morning breakfast. The waitress was very polite, I have to tell you that.
Oklahoma's not going to be very happy because a lot of the talking heads are picking us over Oklahoma, and then somebody walked through their breakfast wearing an NDSU shirt.
Hey, walk around like you own the place. So somebody might just believe it, right?
I tell you what, I going in the airport, it's a melting pot when you get to the Twin Cities, and there was a ton of Sooner fans. And then when I got into Spokane last night, there was a ton more Sooner fans. There are a lot of green there, too. Gene, you're going to have some Bison fans here.
Yeah, we got a lot of people buy tickets, so I think we used up all of our allotment of tickets. And then, we have a pretty strong contingent of alumni in the Seattle area and out here, so I think we'll have a nice showing today or tomorrow. We play tomorrow, right?
Yeah. it kind of feels like today,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Hey, this is what I'm calling for right now. I'll just talk about court rush. Let's have the first court rush in the history of the NCAA tournament. Can you imagine what the straight line guys the NCAA would do if our Bison fans just went out there and mucked?
Looks like we lost those guys. I think they were being a little too hot on their mics, Jack Sunday.
Well, what happened, as a matter of fact, is that there was laughter. And sometimes the laughter gets a little out of control.
The FCC bans laughter, so
they cut us off. NSA cut us off.
The NSA cut us off.
I'm sure
we're going to get them back here.
I'm sure Joel is aware of that, and he, of course, is in Spokane, Washington.
It sounds like they're having an awful time.
Has he spoken of Spokane? I doubt he's had a chance to see
he said he got in and it was dark, and when he got up to do the show, it was still dark because it was 6:30 in the morning when we went on air there.
It is a beautiful neck of the woods. I have friends who worked in the radio business out there, and you couldn't pry them away except through old age.
Yeah. Oh, I see them coming back.
Right.
Joel?
Yeah,
we think that the FCC just banned laughter,
you guys were laughing.
We're having a good time. The question came up, Gene, whether or not the BSA would be big enough to host a tournament like this.
It won't be big enough because I think it has to be a capacity of at least 12 or 15,000. So we won't be big enough. And there's other things that come into factor, hotel rooms, full-service hotel rooms, flight availability, which Spokane I don't think any different than Fargo. But I think it's the hotel room numbers, and then obviously our facility's not going to be big enough.
We had some radio difficulty, and the big loser is the audience because I was brilliant during that moment. So I was really good.
First off, how can the father of anybody brilliant have his kids rolling around in grass?
I'll tell the story.
Tell the story.
There's a huge park on an island in the middle of these raging rapids, and I'm freaking out thinking my kid's going to try to do a cannonball into these rapids and whist away. And they go out there and they get green grass in front of them, and everybody that's listening to this can relate. It's great to see green grass. They start rolling around in it, and I start looking around, kind of walking toward them, and there is goose remains all over the place.
Remains. We're not talking about bones here.
Remains. Yeah. Remnants, I think that would be.
Remnants.
So we picked them up and looked at them, and we didn't have any bombs drop directly on them. So I think we're okay.
It's a good sign. It's a really good sign. I want to talk about the Sooners. I want to talk about the matchup, Saul, with Oklahoma. By now, knowing you and that staff, and in fairness to Mike McFeely, when he was talking about building this team, he mentioned your staff, how closely you work together. How much film have you poured over? We still talk about film, tape, CD. I mean, whatever way you get it. You know this team by now.
I still call it film.
Okay.
I started out in the VCR era, and we've progressed into the internet era where it's a lot easier and quicker to get it. But I've watched, you don't do full games anymore. You do clips. Do I look like I slept a lot? I
mean, you look happy. You look a lot like McFeely, though, I got to tell you right now.
I've watched plenty of Oklahoma at this point, and I would say last night I think I finally got my arms around completely feeling like I know them. But that's it's wait until the last second in my accounting course when I was in college and then trying to cram for the final. It doesn't come easy, but we've got one coach assigned to Oklahoma, one assigned to San Diego State, and one assigned to New Mexico State, and we all do our work, and I focus on the opponent at hand.
How do you beat this team?
Well, we got to keep them out of transition. We got to control their dribble penetration. You know, it's funny. You sit there, and everybody's talking. Nationally, they've said, you know, Oklahoma actually feels more like the underdog in this game. How does that happen? I mean, look at the stars next to the recruits' names when they were recruited. It's not close. And, oh, yeah, by the way, their coach has taken five different teams to the NCAA tournament, five separate schools. It's a lot. But the confidence I have has nothing to do with what I've watched on Oklahoma. The confidence I have is that our guys believe they can win. And that's, you can stick out your chest and say that, but there's a difference when a team walks into the gym and thinks they own the place.
I had the opportunity to visit with Marshall Bjorklund earlier. And, you know, it was said that, hey, this is a guy that doesn't ever want to pass a Fleet Farm. I mean, he just homegrown potatoes. But
the only time I ever worried about him missing bed check was in Macomb, Illinois, at Western Illinois. We stay across from a Farm King. He walks in there. I'm afraid he's never coming out. I mean, I talked to the managers, and if you see a guy wandering around, point him to the exit. But, no,
but, go ahead. But I asked him. I said, you know, I still call it center. You list him as a forward. I mean, this guy is 6'8". He's in there. I watched him play in the championship game of the Summit, and he's got his arms just flying. He's got his feet moving. He plays a lot bigger than 6'8". You know, but a lot of people on paper are going to look at this team and say, well, they don't have that great big center. They don't have, you know, I'm not sure that that's an issue.
I think size-wise, that's the least of our worries. We match up actually very well size-wise. You know, I worry more about, say, they play a guy at the four that is really quick off the dribble. It'd be like us playing Taylor at the four. So can Trey sit down and guard him? Can Chris Kading sit down and guard him? Can we get the help there to make those driving lanes smaller? That's really where the rubber meets the road. We can sit here and say, yeah, we got a chance. We don't have a chance. Can we sit down and guard like we guard on against other teams?
The other thing I picked up in my conversation with him is they're not awestruck. I mean, they're not out here, oh, man, this is a great moment. We had a great year. Let's just go enjoy this and go home. They're here to win it. I mean, I like that. I loved it, Saul.
We're not bashful. We're not shy. We're not going to come out bashful or shy. Now, whether or not that leads you to great things, just confidence alone, who knows? But I know this. You don't have a chance if you're tentative coming in. You don't have a chance.
Yeah.
Saul left one point out about the game planning. Forgot to talk about my role in that.
He's going to stand in the men's room and vomit, I believe.
Yeah. I don't have much of a role there. I just kind of watch and hope they win. I just go score more than they do.
From what I understand, Gene is cool, calm, and collected over there. I know this. Usually I see him catch him out of the corner of my eye early in the game, and then toward the end, he's tucked away somewhere in the fetal position from what I hear. I don't know that for a fact.
It wasn't quite the fetal position, but I was back in the bowels of the arena there in Sioux Falls. I had full confidence.
I've been around your wife in one of these games. How does she handle all of that?
She handles it by telling me to go find some place to hide because I'm not usually saying very nice words.
The neat thing is Gene does a good job of helping me out with referees from what I understand.
I've gotten better with that, though. I've gotten better.
What's wrong? Hey, listen, they put on the striped shirts. You can have Adam. That's right. You can do it.
Besides, I stand right there in our arena.
I'm talking to a ref right now, but I better be careful.
I'm done doing Bison games. That's a couple years over. And I don't ever remember Gene. I was far enough out in the middle. I don't remember Gene ever saying anything bad to me. Gene, you know, you got some distance to go on the BSA. You've got a great project. But you know what? It wouldn't hurt to have a couple more checks coming in. Something like this has to help.
Oh, it does. I think there's a lot of excitement about our basketball program, without question. They're excited about the building project finally starting. I think that's going to generate some more interest. And so, yeah, we've got some folks to still get out and see, and we're doing that. And I have full confidence that we'll raise the rest of the money. But being in the NCAA tournament, having the year that we did, that we still have going, it really adds a lot of excitement and interest in the men's basketball program.
Well, and I'll tell you, it has people talking back home. You know, it in many of the people that I've talked to, and we live in the same world, you see some of these guys, it's like they always were football. They want to be involved in football some way. Well, you know what? Now you got them talking basketball. And, Saul, that's testament to how good this program's become.
It's funny. I took a sports marketing class in grad school, and at one point I raised my hand after talking about all these strategies. I said, hey, you forgot one really important part. Win the games you're playing. People tend to show up. That is an element to this, right?
I mean, ask the Minnesota Twins right now.
That's right. You know, Joe, we were talking about it, and I remember when we made the transition from 2-1, Mike and I spent a lot of time talking about basketball was going to have the biggest hurdle to get over in terms of finding success and making the NCAA tournament. And Saul talked about this the other night at the watch party. How many teams have never had the chance to be in the NCAA tournament? And here we're still a fairly young Division I program when we've already made it twice. I think that is a lot to say about Saul and his staff and the fact that it is much harder in basketball to get here, but to get here twice in just a few years is quite an accomplishment.
Saul, I saw the family down having breakfast. I saw you waving at them. How are they enjoying this?
I talked to him over the balcony. That's the extent of my conversation this morning. I'm going to go down to have breakfast, finish up breakfast with them if they're still there. When this is done, they're doing it great. I mean, it's fun for them. My son is starting to sing the CBS dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun thing, and he's three, so that's adorable. That's great. I got him starting off on the right foot. They went out to Wonderland. What was this deal?
Wonderland. It's like a Thunder Road on steroids a little bit. And they won these tickets. It's a child's version of gambling, basically. You put money in, you get money back.
And then you get
they got a whoopee cushion last night.
Oh.
And so on the way back on the bus, here the kids were sharing this whoopee, and I mean, they were just laughing and laughing. I thought the bus driver was going to wreck. He got off it was funny. They couldn't have more fun. You know what? They'll come to the NCAA tournament, and guess what the kids will talk about? That whoopee cushion.
Yeah, they'll remember that forever.
You know, that charter flight yesterday, started out, everybody's sitting down, behaving, and then the plane starts to take off, and it sounded like we were on a roller coaster. You know, the kids started to get excited. We've got a lot of kids on staff here. I mean, we've got a lot of
they've been busy coaches.
It gets cold in Fargo, okay? Yeah. That's all I'm saying. By the end of the deal, it was my son was crawling over top of his seat. I've got him by his feet, and he's pounding on Will Ryan's son's head. It was lawless back there. The stewardess would just walk by and go, just shake her head like, no.
Just let him be. Yeah. Just let him be. That's what mom and dad are for. Guys, thank you. I have to tell you, you have the attention. You know, Saul, you talked about, did you ever speak to Jack Dalrymple? Did you ever speak to the governor and say, we need a state day off? We talked about that. I asked him on air. You know that, right?
Did you? He said no?
No, actually, what he said was right. He said, heck, everybody's going to take it off anyways.
Well, actually, the committee solved the problem. We're playing, what, 7:30 Fargo time?
6:30 Fargo.
6:30. Yeah. What you need to do is go hit up.
Come to the gastropub and hang out.
Yeah, hit up all the establishments. They're going to do some good business tomorrow night. There's no question about that. So I think we hit them up for a little more team makers.
Well, it's interesting that Amy Eiler said, because we're hosting this party at the gastropub, she said, I said, you going to show up, AI? I asked her that on air to put her on record that she'd be there. She goes, oh, that's crawling distance from home.
Crawling distance. I like the way she thinks.
What the heck does that mean?
I think we all know what it means.
It's all good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for a great season. You know what? We're looking forward to more. Gene, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's all on him.
Stay both where you're at. That's what people want me to scream at you right now. Both of you will be wearing that green and gold next year.